Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
Look at it when you think of it. There was collusion between Hillary, the Democrats, and Russia. There was collusion. There's no question. There was a lot of collusion with them and Russia, and lots of other people, by the way.
Oh, my God. Okay, so here's the last 24 hours of the American president. This is crazy. I don't even know what to tell you anymore. I honestly don't even know where to start, what to show you, what to say to you. But this is mass madness. This is crazy. In the last 24 hours, we had a Category 4 hurricane wipe out the entire Florida panhandle, which, by the way, is the ultimate prize in an electoral college swing state, okay? And we saw the president of the United States write a fake, fraudulent, lying piece of swill that he got published in USA Today as being an op-ed about healthcare, saying that the Democrats are the ones that want to take it away from you, that they're the ones that want to expand it and give it to you, and seniors. Okay. And so he wrote a lying fake news piece for USA Today. And then he went to Erie, Pennsylvania, where he went on this insane lying rant about everything and relived once again his electoral victory. I won't even force you to listen to it. I swear to God I won't, because it's so unbelievable. And then he hosted, oh my God, and this was off the rails this morning. He hosted Kanye. This is all going on while a Category 4 storm has just completely wiped out Mexico Beach, Panama City, and it's still making its way. Just took another, killed a kid in Georgia. And this is what the president, and then he's asked about a permanent resident of the United States, a Saudi columnist for the Washington Post, who apparently, and I've been watching this story, but we didn't have enough information. I wanted to see, you know, how the investigation would go before we really talked about it. But this guy, Jamal Khashoggi, was apparently murdered in the Saudi embassy in Turkey, in Istanbul, and his body was chopped up by a forensic surgeon, you know, an autopsy dude who was sent to the consulate with 15 other guys to carry this man's body out in boxes. And the U.S. intelligence agencies have intercepted conversations of this new Saudi prince who ordered it be done. And the United States knew about it. And this president, obviously, I mean, there's so much to, I mean, and the president says, oh, no, he's not going to stop Saudi arms sales. Now, remember, the Saudis were the ones who attacked us on 9/11, just so you remember. And a lot of people don't even know this, because we have people listening to this this show who don't even remember September 11th, who were too young to remember that Tuesday morning. But here's the little key detail. 15 of the 19 hijackers that took those four planes that morning were Saudis. Just telling you. Anyway, this is just the most amazing thing I've ever. So last night, Trump goes completely off on Hillary Clinton for colluding with Russia. My God, if this president was any more Freudian, he would be speaking in German and doing methamphetamine. I mean, this is crazy. This is just, I don't know what he's going to do. Is he going to now accuse Hillary Clinton of inheriting $416 million from her father as part of a giant tax fraud scheme? I mean, how crazy is that? I mean, is she a serial sexual assaulter of women? You know, like, I mean, why does she paint her face orange? This is what he's going to start asking at these rallies. And you know what's really, he has enough idiots that believe everything he says. It's past the point of telling them what they want to hear. He could say whatever he wants to say. He could stand up there and say, screw healthcare, you don't deserve it. And they would start chanting, we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. I mean, his politics are slowly but surely killing off his base. Not politically, but literally. Literally killing them. Denying their healthcare, poisoning their water. He got them exposed to climate change weather. He's killing off his own supporters. I mean, so and the more people die because of his, you know, in West Virginia and Kentucky and in the Florida panhandle, the people in Manhattan and San Francisco are going to, you know, vote him out. I just, you will not believe what just happened in the Oval Office. I mean, this was off the, you know what this look, this for me, this felt like, I mean, it looked like watching a day room at a detox. It was so surreal. It was so, it's like if we ever remake One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Kanye will be in it. Do you know? I mean, this was just so strange. And these are the last 24 hours of the president. You know, a fake op-ed in USA Today, which was widely debunked really quickly. We went through it yesterday. I mean, it's just like the most amazing thing. The fact check was like, for all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.